From the first chapter of the book of James, I'm going to read a few verses, beginning with verse 16. Verse 16 says, "Do not err, my beloved brothers. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creation. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every person be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." In our lesson today, we're going to be talking about God gives only good to his children. Our precious Lord Jesus Christ told those Pharisees, "If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him?" Yes, God is the giver of good gifts. God will never give you anything that will harm you. You may not always like all that God has for you, but it's for your good. Verse 16 is often treated as a transition from the thoughts of verses 13 and 14. The turn is sharp. Do not err. Do not err in your thinking as to believe that any trial or temptations comes from an evil purpose on God's part. God gives only that which is good. He is the source of all good things. God has made us the kind of persons that we are. And when creation was completed, he looked at it and said, "It is very good. All we are given is good. All of our endowments are faultless." Also in verse 17, it tells us it comes down. All these perfect gifts are from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights. This doubtly has a double reference. In reference to God as the creator of all the lights of the physical universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, but he is also the Father of all of our spiritual illuminations and blessings. James here contrasts the hourly changes in the sun and the moon with the unchanging character of God. The lights in the heavens may change from hour to hour and cast shadows where once they had given light, but in God's character, there is no such variations, neither shadow that is cast by turning. He is immutable. This verse gives us the assurance of God's unchanging character. In God's dealing with us, there is no slight variation or shadows of inconsistency. Let's go to verse 18. I really like what it says. "Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth." It was through God's own will that we have salvation today. We're not where we're at in Christ because of our will. We were not seeking God. He was seeking us. It's not that we love God, but it is that God first loved us. He pursued us. He courted us. While we were yet in sin, he was pursuing us. He said, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." The lost sheep is not seeking the shepherd. It is the shepherd that goes out into the night and seeks that lamb until he finds it. By his own will, he has begotten us with the word of truth. This word of truth is understood to be the word of the true gospel. Let us not forget that our Lord in the book of John speaks of the word by which the apostles were cleansed. God's final purpose is to bring us victoriously through our trials, to make us like himself in holiness and in love. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.